is we had in the end of the Mishnah someone who's a cheresh. Cheresh means you ain't a shemeya, you ain't a medaber. You cannot do chalitza. Why not? The Gemara entertained two possibilities. One possibility was because they're not bnei das. The other possibility was because they can't talk. The maskana, the Gemara says, the reason is because they can't talk. And reading the parsha for the yavama to say me ain yavami lahakim laachim shem biyisrael yavam yabi is ma'akif, and for the yavam to say loicha fatzti lekachta is ma'akif. I in the reisha of the Mishnah, we said it's not ma'akif. If you're royal labila, then it's not ma'akif. But if you're any royal labila, you're a cheresh, you physically can't say the words, then it's ma'akif. You have to be able, at least, to say the words. And it's for that reason that a cheresh and a chereshes are excluded from the aloch of chalitza. Frank Tosfos Akasha, the top Tosfos. Why? Why did the Gemara need to say that the reason the cheresh and the chereshes are excluded? Because they can't read the parsha. What was wrong with the other reason the Gemara gave? That they're not bnei das. Cheresh and chereshes are excluded from most dinei Torah. They're like a katan. They're like someone who's not bar mitzvah. A 30-year-old cheresh is like a 12-year-old boy. He's not chayev in mitzvahs midairaisa. Kobi doesn't even have a mitzvah chinuch if he can't become better. He's not chayev at all. So if a cheresh is not chayev in mitzvahs, he's not a bar das. He can't do kinyonim. He's excluded from anything that requires das. And chalitza, we know, requires das. How do we know it requires das? That was a Gemara we learned earlier in the parak. It said that if he didn't have kavana or if she didn't have kavana, the chalitza is going to be possible. So for Tosfos, why then do we need a reason that the cheresh and chereshes are excluded because they can't read the parasha of chalitza? Typically, then apnei das. The Chacham Tzvi says that because of this Tosfos kasha, he thinks he has a raya to his shaila. Again, what was the Chacham Tzvi shaila? Simen al, the first tshuva in Chacham Tzvi was the fact that we find as halacha that you need kavana b'shas chalitza. Is it because chalitza is a mitzvah and mitzvah's tzricha is kavana, or does it have nothing to do with a mitzvah? Maybe chalitza is not a mitzvah, like the Chassam Sofer said in the tshuva, that even the Zohar that the Beis Shmuel quotes that says chalitza is a mitzvah, he just means it's a tikkun for the neshama, like saying kaddish or like ner lamor, but it's not a real mitzvah. There's no mitzvah tzricha's kavana. Why then would you need mitzvah? Because kinyonim, in order to do a kinyon, you need to be able to have das. Says the Chacham Tzvi, if the reason you have to have das is because of the kinyan aspect, Tosfos kasha wouldn't be a kasha. Because the halacha is, and we mentioned this also recently, that although katan can't be koina, but bedas acheres makna, he could be koina. So a katan himself cannot be koina something. If he finds a metziah on the street, he can't be zoich in the metziah. But let's say somebody sells something to him, somebody gives him a matana, as long as he's old enough that he can tell the difference between an egois and tsrar, so then the halacha is, bedas acheres makna, he could be koina, even midairaisa. That's why we saw the halachas you can give trumas and maestris. That was the tumim that said that you can give trumas and maestris to a katan because he's going to be he zoicha. The Torah says bedas acheres makna, he's going to be zoicha. A katan that's a kohen can get pidyon aben. So a katan that's a katan, bedas acheres makna could be zoicha. If a katan could be kohen bedas acheres makna, a cheresh could also be kohen bedas acheres makna. A cheresh could also be kohen bedas acheres makna. Zokte chacham tzvi chalitza. The woman is being koina herself. The zika is becoming mutter, bedas acheres makna. And being that it's becoming mutter, bedas acheres makna, if the whole reason you need kavana is for kavana's kinyan, a chareshes would be able to do chalitza even without kavana's kinyan because you'd have a das acheres makna. So, the Chacham Tzvi, maybe that's a teretz of Tosfos kasha. Tosfos was bothered that why do you need the svara of the chareshes can't do chalitza because she can't talk, typically she's not a bas das. That's only true if she needs to have das, which would be true if you hold that the reason you need das is for mitzvah shichas kavana. But if the reason that you need das is because of das kinyin, over here you have das acheres makta. If you have das acheres makta, you wouldn't need das. The Tzoyis brings this Chacham Tzvi in Simen Ayin Reish Hei Ayin Shom. The Tzoyis brings this Chacham Tzvi that you would have das acheres makna for the chalutza to be able to be zoicha in herself.